There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. I'm guilty of what we're about to talk about. I've said many times, hey, look, if you're shooting at somebody and they got the body armor plates, is shoot them in the pelvis, because that's the new trendy place to shoot somebody. There's a couple of reasons why that might have been so. However, those, you know, the actual logistical part of it hasn't really been addressed. And then a young man that I met back in December on a remote, he wrote an article about it. And quite frankly, I was astounded that somebody this young actually sat down and put that much thought into something. So I said, let's talk about it on the air. Joining me from a very exciting, I don't know how new they are, they've just recently come to my attention, but an exciting new training organization called Sage Dynamics. We're joined by Aaron Cowan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I am doing okay. How long has Sage Dynamics been around? It can't have been that long.
I started Sage Dynamics late 2011, early 2012, right around there.
Okay. I don't feel quite so bad. If you've been around since the 90s,
which
would have meant you started it when you were in your teens, right?
Yeah, I would have liked to, but there's laws and rules.
Laws and rules and everything else. You looked at all the talk that was coming out of the sandbox, out of Iraq, and Afghanistan, and you know, a lot of people were looking at that saying, well, you know, okay, the pelvis, I never have thought of the pelvis as a target. Have people come to Sage Dynamics saying, well, what about shooting them in the pelvis? Why did you decide to take that up?
It has come up. I get the question in classes, because when I teach my fundamentals level class, and for me, fundamentals is self-defense fundamentals, not necessarily marksmanship fundamentals. Marksmanship is part of self-defense, but I focus specifically on the fundamentals as applied to self-defense shooting. So I cover the anatomy as in-depth as I need to. Some classes a little bit more than others, depending on the experience level of the students. And the pelvis comes up because that's your immobilization area. And then I also talk about the high thoracic cavity, which is what I consider the vascular area, and then the brain, which is your electrical area, where we target people. Because if we're going to train in self-defense, we're training to shoot people, not pieces of paper. So I like people to have a really in-depth understanding of the anatomy and where the best place is to put the bullets if you're given the opportunity to do so. The pelvis does come up, and with handgun classes, like everything in context, like a handgun is a form hand stopper. If we know we're going to need a weapon, we should take a rifle. But in the self-defense situation, usually we don't know what's going to happen. So handguns are the go-to, because they're the easiest carried, concealable things of that nature. And I've seen other instructors, and I've just seen, like, you know, YouTube videos or something like that, or I'd see somebody mention it or hear it in a conversation, something like that. And the pelvis was becoming, and probably still is becoming, more and more of, like, this default area or your secondary choice to deliver rounds to in the event that you don't get a stop by shooting for what's quote-unquote center mass, the high thoracic cavity, not the chest. Whereas I have always trained and learned that your default, if you can't get a stop to the chest, is the head. And the argument's always made, well, the head's a small target. But I don't think most people realize, like, as far as medically speaking, just how small the target the pelvis is. Like, actually what you need to hit in order to cause an immobilization.
Right.
So I felt like it was necessary to just go ahead and address that, just for the sake of my students, as well as the sake of the people who want to learn. because I don't think it does anybody any service whatsoever to talk about an area of the body and just say, just mention it, say, well, you know, you can just shoot to the pelvis, but don't actually go into the details of why that's a good thing and what the pros and cons are.
Well, I, you know, the pelvis is like the head in that if you can get a hit in the pelvis, that's probably a good thing. But the difference between the pelvis and the head is the pelvis is going to be an immobilizing shot. It's not going to stop nothing. Headshot most of the time is going to stop everything, isn't it?
Well, and another difficulty in it is I know the pelvis is in there, but I physically can't see it, whereas the head, I can see it. I know it has really convenient reference points on it for where is the best place to put the bullet. If you want to cause an immediate incapacitation, if you want to induce flaccid paralysis, just total relaxation of the body, completely shutting off the CNS, you just aim for the nose. The nose is a really good point to aim. From the side of the head, it would be the ear, and from the back, it would be where the skull meets the spine. You get in there, get that brain stem, and turn them off. And your margin of error is still the brain itself. Whereas with the pelvis, like, most people have a general idea of what it looks like, but when they factor it into the body, like the target area, like to hit the ilium bone, commonly known as the pelvic girdle, the ilium, the sacrum, and the ischium, it's kind of a small target area, and it's not all in one place. It's on either side. It's on the hips, the ball joints that, you know, create your hip joints. Like, you've got 6 to 10 inches on either side to work with. That's pretty small, especially under high stress. Now, most people who wear their pants where they're supposed to, your general reference point would be the pockets.
Okay.
But even that's not necessarily a guarantee because some people's waistlines are just non-existent. So there's a lot of potential chances to not hit anything that's critical for function. When you talk about, like, the vascular things that are in the pelvis, you've got the aorta, which comes down through the center of the body, the trunk of the body, and becomes the femorals. It branches through the iliac into the femoral arteries. Arteries are really small, comparatively speaking. So if you want a good vascular hit, like, that would be even more unrealistic target because you definitely can't factor in, okay, where exactly are these arteries at in the pelvis while I'm under stress and, you know, reacting to a violent threat.
Right. Before we run out of time in this segment, if you had to say, if you had to put the pelvis in an area as far as a target that you would put it, if the primary target is going to be center mass and the secondary target is going to be the head, where would you put the pelvis?
Well, I think the situation dictates. There's some situations where if I'm close enough, I'm going to go to the head first. Right out in the open, I'd say the pelvis is third in my order of importance, unless the situation only presents me with the pelvis.
Well, I mean, and it is like you said. I mean, I should have known that, Aaron. You know, I did spend some time in uniform. I imagine if you're facing a guy that's prone facing you, the biggest target is going to be the top of his head or his face, because that's what you're looking at first. So I apologize for that moment.
Well,
real quick.
Worst case scenario, like, you got to shoot underneath the table or something like that, or you got to go under a piece of low cover. It, depending on how close they are to what you're shooting under, you may only see legs and pelvis.
Right.
So it does present itself.
Before we go to break, tell everybody about how they can find out about Sage Dynamics, and you hang on through the break now. I got other stuff I want to talk to you about because I want to show you depth. I want to show you depth.
Yep.
But Sage Dynamics, how do people find it?
StageDynamics.org is the website. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as @StageDynamics, one word. I write for Moderno, Bruce Van Clear, Recoil Web, Recoil Magazine, and I'm on YouTube.com/StageDynamics. Put up a video a week.
Aaron is a very young fella. Well, compared to me, he's a very young fella, and I'm sure Bill, I don't feel it, but he's a young fella, and if you were to look at him, the first thing you're looking at is you're thinking, this is somebody that is very, very adept physically. But he brings a mental game to it as well, a lot of thinking involved in his technique. Well worth checking him out at all the places you can find him. Stay with me through the break, if you will, Aaron. I got some other stuff I want to talk to you about regarding your blog and some stuff you've written about. SageDynamics.org. I will be doing something with them. It'll probably be the old fogies day or something. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Go check out the Scorpion line. Just go check that out. That is well worth the price of admission. And realize that's the latest iteration. You can go back. That's the third generation. Generation 2, that was a collaboration with Travis Haley. Generation 1, still quite viable. My guest from Sage Dynamics this hour is Aaron Cowan. Aaron, I'm being told about a group of crazy Iowa guys that came and trained with you that you'll remember the next time. Right.
An actual real life person is a threat as opposed to just shooting paper.
Right. And force on force is really where you learn the true why as to fire and maneuver, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, on your on the sagedynamics.org website, you also have a blog. And you, like me, I can simply not forget some of the stuff that Cheaper Than Dirt has done in the past.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I don't want to give them, I don't mind giving them this kind of publicity because maybe this will keep anybody that listens to us away from it. You haven't forgotten about it. Now, just as a reminder for those of you that may not remember the 2013-2014 buying panic, at one point they had individual magazines for sale at Cheaper Than Dirt anywhere from $99 to $129 a piece.
Yes.
And did you see what they did after the panic subsided? Did you see what they did to try to mitigate that horrible PR they got out of? Did you see what they did?
No, I didn't follow the aftermath.
They donated $100,000 to the Second Amendment Foundation, which was fine. Second Amendment Foundation had never gotten that much money from one donor before, so they had to create a whole new donation level for just for them. And then the Second Amendment Foundation turned around, and the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, was collaborating with Manchin and Toomey when they were talking about the universal background check. He was in on that. He wanted to write certain parts of it. He didn't get the... He didn't get what he wanted out of it, and he ran away from it. But he was calling around. I was still involved with Gun Owners of America at the time, and you know, we were looking at him. He was trying to sell this to everybody in the advocacy game, and we're just like, "What kind of game are you playing, big boy?"
Wow.
So they, in their effort to mitigate that tremendous fallout, they took. They gave money to somebody that turned out and did something worse. You make a good point about something they did almost immediately when the ATF was coming out. Tell them what they did.
Well, when the proposal for the M855 SS-109 ban was announced, ATF says we're looking at banning this, and you know we're accepting comments, which is something the ATF always does, even though it's pretty plain that they don't always listen to them. They decided that they're going to raise the prices on the M855 they had in stock substantially. Now, I talked to someone who works for Cheaper Than Dirt not long after I wrote that blog, and he informed me that it was a typo, it was a mistake, the price wasn't supposed to be that high. I don't know if there's any necessary truth to that. I'd like to believe the guy because I didn't know him, but I can't verify. So I can't say they did that on accident. I can't say it was a mistake. And then of course I, you know, can't say they did it on purpose, but just, you know, going along with what they did during the magazine scare, it wouldn't surprise me if it was 100% factually correct that somebody did say, hey, we need to make as much money as we can off this ammo because we're going to stop being able to get it. But I can't say 100% certain that was the case, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was.
Well, did he tell you the price it should have been before? And if, now, look, you've been to more than one rodeo, young fella.
Mm-hmm.
If this was just a typo, wouldn't they just correct it on their website and just let it go?
You would think. I think I caught on to it, and because I was just curious. I was getting ready to write something about the ban. I wrote a few different things about it, or the proposed ban, I should say. And I just went Cheaper Than Dirt, because I remember them being, they were like the number one scumbag Steve in my head. When the last scare happened. So I was like, let me see what Cheaper Than Dirt's doing with ammo prices. And I honestly went there expecting like maybe $100 kick, something like that. And then I looked at the price and it was like close to $800, if not over $800 for 1,000 rounds. I was like, geez, you know, like, are you guys serious? Okay. Well, screenshot that. Now I have something to write about. And he said it was a mistake, and it was eventually taken down off the site, and they just said no ammo available. And I don't know if that's because some poor guy bought all of it, or if they really did, it really was an honest mistake, and they just pulled down a link so they could correct it. And I'm not a web guy by any stretch of the imagination. I know enough to run a website, but correcting the price on something is usually doesn't require pulling the item completely down. But maybe that's just how they do things. I'm not sure.
You open up an interesting thing because your school had just opened up in 2012. And we're coming up on the next break. I want to talk about the impact the last panic had on your business because your business is dependent upon all of the logistics being available as far as for the students to come. So I want to talk about the impact on that. And I want to talk about, I've got some, for those of you that are in the training game, I've always got questions. I ask this of everybody. And, so I just want to see what your take is on it. I wouldn't be surprised if you actually have better answers than some of the rock stars, though.
Okay.
Sage Dynamics. It is run by Aaron Cowan. I have met Aaron Cowan. Aaron Cowan, if he cannot beat you in a gunfight, will twist you into a hot pretzel with nice new salt. So he brings a full complement of self-defense to it. And he seems to be doing all of the practical self-defense, all of the self-defense that most people don't want to do. He gets you out of the comfort zone and everything else. As soon as I'm done with my rehab, I may go to Atlanta and just sit down there, and I'm going to get some training from him, and I'm going to go to his tattoo guy. I'm going to do them both while I'm still in Atlanta, and just go from there.
You're welcome anytime, Bill.
Very good. I appreciate that. As an aside, oh, wait a minute. Now they're, it looks like, okay, all right. I'm looking at your blog. I was looking at your blog. Oh, okay. It looked like something just changed in front of me.
No, I'm not in there. So if somebody is, they've somehow figured out my password.
As an aside, you sort of blow apart all the trends, don't you, on the blog? You take
know,
on all the fun stuff and just tear it apart, don't you?
I don't do it on purpose, but I do like to address the myths and misinformation that exist in the firearms training community.
Well, maybe we ought to start talking about that. Let's pay some bills and take care of some things. From Sage Dynamics, I'm joined by Aaron Cowan. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming back at ya. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. This is the only holster I run. This is the only conveyance for... And they even make it where you can mount it up on your vest. And when I get out there and say, well, the only place I don't wear it is on my vest, I could fix that. So I need to fix that, don't I? Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joined by Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. Aaron, we got Mr. Utrecht in the chat room right now.
Oh, awesome.
Most people don't know him that way, though.
Yes.
Which makes me wonder how he introduces himself to people, like if he's at a non-gun function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, yo, I'm Utrecht. I'm going to have to find out.
I just call him Trek. I understand why he goes with the shortened version of his last name because, you know, some people just probably wouldn't be able to pronounce it correctly, and that would probably get aggravating. People mispronounce my last name all the time, and it's only got five letters.
Well, do most of these people speak English as their first language? I mean...
I think so.
Okay.
Some people are a little linguistically lazy, though. So
right.
That might have something to do with it.
In the last go-around for trainers, and I think trainers are actually very important for people, I look at gunfighting as a martial art. I've been involved in the martial arts, and you can't just go and buy the uniform and, you know, effectively have any degree of proficiency. You actually have to get in there and spend a little bit of time with it. Likewise with gunfighting, because gunfighting, there's a lot of spatial awareness you got to have that
yes.
people just don't even take into consideration. There is a degree of footwork and everything involved in it as you're moving
yes.
about and everything else. Different postures, shooting on your back, shooting on your side. So
yes.
for the student shooter, being able to go to a training facility is very important. Unless,
yes.
of course, the training facility gets starved out of existence, like I was afraid a lot of them were going to have happen in 2013. How did that go for Sage Dynamics?
Well, when ammunition became ridiculous, and rifle ammunition was definitely worse than handgun, but it was still pretty scarce across the board, I stacked my schedule with, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to fill rifle classes because guys just aren't going to be able to get ammo. Luckily, I also teach simunitions, which I never, the simunitions ammunition market never felt the pinch because it's a totally unique round. It does involve some brass and a primer, but other than that, there's no gunpowder involved, there's no bullet involved for the FX rounds. So I just pretty much just switched over and ran mostly simunitions classes and some handgun. I was able to, you know, squeak out some handgun classes as well. But for, you know, for better part of the year, I think I ran one rifle class during the peak of the scare.
When I one thing that I noticed, I had an airsoft sponsor at the time, and it escapes me for some stupid reason, but Frosty and Pilkington and all those fellas. And airsoft, the participation in airsoft seemed to go up too. And the airsoft, as a matter of fact, for that year, airsoft weaponry developed to a degree of being really realistic as far as the way it felt.
Yeah.
When you were shooting it. And then as soon as the ammo comes back, all of those, simunition and airsoft, seems to drop off. Have you tried to maintain simunition, for example, in your curriculum to where it's you're always teaching it as part
yes,
of it?
Yes. I try to do – generally, I shoot for, if I'm looking at my year calendar, if I'm starting, like, for, say, 2015, I'm trying to do 50% live fire and 50% simunitions classes. I'm trying to split it right down the middle. Simunitions is a little more cost prohibitive for the student, but it's also more cost prohibitive for me when it comes to wear and tear on the gear, but the ammunition costs are always going to be higher. For the simunitions 9mm round, like the handgun round for the handgun classes, those run me 57 cents every trigger pull. So the ammunition is a little cost prohibitive, but the training value is you can't get it anywhere else.
Well, you can't duplicate that with live fire.
No, you can't. And I, from my experiences as a trainer, when I was still a training officer for DOD, we tried airsoft. And we made it as realistic as we could, you know, make sure, you know, the guys actually only had 15 of the little BBs in their gun or 30 of the little BBs in their gun based, you know, realistic ammunition capacity, make sure they had reloads and everything like that. But it always ended up just turning, it devolved into a game every single time.
Right.
And paintball, the weapons can be close to realistic, but they're not very realistic. And just from my personal experience going through all three mediums in training, it doesn't have the same psychological effects at all.
I can see where that would be a valid concern. What about, now, when I was in the military, we, everything we did, we approached in tiers. So when we were doing fire and maneuver, the first tier was just running with an empty weapon altogether. Then the second tier was running with blanks. And the third tier was the, which we only did once, was live fire.
Yeah, the walk, crawl, run model.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, arguably, I've never been through one of your classes, for example, but like the training grounds at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, Fort Polk, Louisiana, they've been packed down by so much stuff, it's like doing a rush on concrete.
Yeah.
So, arguably, I would think that the wear and tear on the weapon, because you're using, you know, back in the 80s, we were using the weapon to arrest our festive fall to the dirt as we were headed to the pro position. Would be a lot worse on it. Do you ever use blanks? I mean, blanks, blank adapters, blank. They're very dirty, that kind of thing.
I use dedicated blank guns for some of the simulation training, so my bad guy role player can actually, at a hearing safe distance, I want him to be able to, like if I'm doing an active shooter response course, he may let off 4 or 5 rounds in the hallway before he comes into a room. So it's because with sims, you don't have to wear hearing protection. But I can't have a guy in a room with a blank gun that fires pretty much the same report as a live weapon. I can't have him, you know, potentially needlessly damaging somebody's hearing. So he'll wear earplugs with his safety gear and let off a few rounds in the hallway, which gets heart rates up pretty quick. And then he'll come in and the scenario will play out however it plays out. And simunitions also make contact safe blanks for the sims kit. So like during like
weapon retention and things like that, guys can actually, you know, do a close retention, like pretty much a contact shot with, you know, the same reciprocation and feel of an actual gun without any danger to the role player or the student. But actual blank, like the traditional blanks with like the blank adapter and things like that, I don't really, there's so many muzzle devices out there that I would pretty much have to supply the rifles to where guys could be like, okay, this is an A2 style flashlight, or we can put a blank adapter on this. So it would just be, logistically, it would probably be a nightmare.
I can understand where that would be the case. The thing that you bring up, though, is the part about the, you know, in the military, like there was one thing where we were running across terrain where they had an M60 set up firing live ammunition, and it was all tracer.
Yeah.
Now, that thing was so, it was low enough to where we could feel it going overhead, but it was so high that there was nobody, we could have got a running start and tried to jump into the pathway of those rounds, and we wouldn't have done it. But what it did was it created this psychological feel to get the heart rate up and to get you feeling something that most people only do, and we'll talk about that when we get into the next. We're coming up on the last break. But, you know, most of the time it's just, okay, we need to get your heart rate up and see if you can shoot while you can't breathe, so let's sprint for 100 yards. I don't ever like that. I haven't sprinted. I don't know if I can sprint for 10 yards.
There's some value to it, but there are better and more realistic ways to put people under training stress.
Sage Dynamics, they are in Atlanta. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I do travel quite a bit.
Yes, he does. He does travel quite a bit. He does get out there and collaborate with some of the other up-and-coming. There's a class of you guys, you, Trek, all the rest of them, that are I'm waiting to watch you guys pop so I can get out there and say, I knew them when, but you hang on. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan. I'm being asked if you have written any books.
I have one in the works.
Okay, what's this one going to be about?
Well, working title is the Force Focus System, and the whole book is basically going to address the personal practice in relation to actual self-defense training, making it as realistic as you can, and also giving out a lot of that really good firearms-focused information on your sympathetic nervous system, anatomy, personal conditioning, personal fitness, things of that nature.
Yeah, the personal conditioning thing, that's something I let fall apart. Let me ask you a question. For a trainer, how many new people come to Sage Dynamics?
I'd say, I kind of stack the deck a little bit, because anyone who attends and successfully passes a Sage Dynamics course gets a lifetime 25% discount.
Okay.
So I always see repeat students.
Okay.
But I would say in any given class, especially like my local, I'm based in Atlanta, so Atlanta classes, I'd say it's about 50% repeat students, 50% new students. Now when I travel, it's usually maybe one or two repeat students, and the rest of the class would be brand new.
Now, for the repeat student, how many of them are women?
A small handful.
Really?
Not nearly as many as I would like.
Now, is it because you're looked upon as a tactical instructor? Do they look at you as not a common self-defense teacher?
And you know, that could be it. I don't really like that title, tactical instructor, and because I think that the word became a buzzword and it lost its effect. Became just a title like tactical gun sock. I do need gun socks for long-term storage of my guns, although I don't think I need a tactical one. But yeah, I think that might be part of it. It could be a little, especially for brand new shooters, it could be a little intimidating if you don't have a lot of personal confidence with the firearm going into training. I could see how it would be. Someone might look at one of my YouTube videos or read one of my articles and be like, yeah, this may be a little too high speed for me. And it's not, you know, because I'll change the tempo of a class to meet the needs of the individual student. That's why I run smaller classes. Like when I'm teaching by myself, depending on the class, I don't like a class bigger than 10 or 12 people. So everybody who needs it gets that individual time. But I've seen the case where, you know, I don't see as many women students as I like, but I talk to other instructors and some of them have the same thing. They generally see more male than female students.
they've got to be going somewhere. I wonder if they're going to only female instructors.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. There are a lot of instructors out there that do women's only classes. And I've thought about doing it, but at the same time, like I honestly, just from knowing a lot of female shooters, I don't think they need a women's only class. And that's my opinion. Now, if I had enough women come to me, like, look, we just want a women's only class, it would be something I would definitely do. But I think maybe there's a stigma out there that maybe they just accept the fact, like, hey, I need to go to a women's only class because I'm a woman, whereas I don't see any reason why a woman can't train online next to a man.
Right. I don't either. And I was just wondering about that because that seems to be the biggest segment of American people buying guns today. One of your classes you've got coming up is one I've never seen anybody teaching before, because you have a background in law enforcement, right?
Yes.
Most law enforcement people would not touch this, but you have a class coming up, Citizen Response to Active Shooter.
Yes. That'll be April in Texas, 18th and 19th, April in Richmond, Texas.
Right.
I've run this class a few times before. It's a two-day class, simulations-based, no live fire, because, you know, you get better results with simulations for a class like this than you would with paper. And the common denominator in any active shooter situation is a citizen, the civilian, if you use the word civilian, the first citizen. And they're there because that's where the person is targeting, you know, like 100% of any area can be targeted by an active shooter. There's no place that, you know, any place that has a large population of people, especially gun-free zones or areas, you know, schools, colleges, campuses, things like that. We've seen shopping malls, we've seen movie theaters, we've seen hospitals, we've seen churches. Like, there is no place where it can't happen. And this class just basically instructs people in some basic life-saving techniques if they decide as a concealed carry citizen to get involved in a situation. And I think most gun owners, just by nature, especially the, you know, you're responsible, the ones that train, the ones that practice, the ones that stay proficient, they're going to have a moral obligation, because they don't have a legal obligation, but they're going to have a moral obligation to protect life if they're able to. And I just want to give them the skill set, if they don't already possess it, or if they just want to refine the one that they already have, to be able to deal with such a chaotic situation.
Have you ever noticed,
yeah,
in these situations that arise in the real world, mm-hmm, that there's never a type like a Sage Dynamics student there, or you there, or me there, in
yes,
one of these instances? Most of the time, it's if we're lucky enough to have an armed citizen there, they've never trained. Mm-hmm. Now, they do very well. They do very well for themselves, but I think the difference would be in time dealt, mm-hmm, with and engaging, because somebody that had been through a Sage Dynamics class, or you or me or somebody else that had dealt with something like this in the past, would,
yeah,
be trying. We would be conscious of time and how quickly it needs to be done.
Yeah, there is a time critical factor to an active shooter situation. These guys come in and they usually are just indiscriminately shooting anybody that they can hit. You know, close range shooting. They might not have been using the proper fundamentals of marksmanship. They're just aiming, point shooting. So, you know, if you're just looking for hits, not necessarily for accurate hits, an active shooter can put out a lot of rounds in a short period of time and wound or kill a whole lot of people. So time is of the essence. When I went through the active shooter program to be an active shooter instructor for law enforcement, I went through this really great program in Texas that a lot of people go through. The problem is, until recently, they didn't teach single officer response tactics. Everything was team-based, which made,
right,
me feel like, okay, I'm a SWAT guy already, so now you're giving me another skill that requires a team, whereas me, if I'm a police officer and I get to respond to, we don't know how the call is going to come in. That may just come in as a disturbance or shots fired. So we respond to a shots fired call at a school. My initial assumption is going to be, okay, active shooter, because it's a school. I'm not going to wait for three other officers to go in. Like, I don't have time to tactically loiter while shots are actively being fired, or I don't even know the state of the situation inside. I need to get in there as soon as I can. But the older, more traditional departments, and nothing will get you killed quicker than tradition, they said, well, you know, officer safety. And me as a police officer, I always accepted the fact that officer safety is minimizing his risk as much as possible. It's not removing it. I mean, I work in an inherently dangerous profession. So for me, it's like I have to get in there as soon as possible and do whatever I can to save life. And I think an armed citizen, CCW, is going to feel the same way in most cases.
One thing that I've thought about is, for a armed citizen that is not wearing, mm-hmm, a uniform or anything else, it might actually be one that's trained, it would be easier for him to deal with it, like in Aurora at a movie theater. If there had been an armed citizen that was a Phage Dynamics, I've often thought that I could have just gotten the adjoining aisle while he was there wearing his gas mask and doing what he was doing and just walk up beside him and pop him.
That would be the best technique. If you have the space and time available to you, just go ahead and take that contact shot. It minimizes the risk. It minimizes missing. And if it's available to you, you should take it. I mean, these situations are very fluid, very dynamic, and no gunfight has ever happened under scientific control. So everything's anecdotal until it actually happens. And I try to stress people, like, try to get out of the idea that your threat's always going to be that fast-paced scenario where it presents to you, it's squared to you, you get that really nice center mass, maybe there's a convenient little X marking where you need to put the bullets. Get out of that mentality and get into a more realistic mentality and address the fact that people are three-dimensional, so stop using two-dimensional targets. Like, let's actually make this as realistic as we can. And a contact shot is definitely part of that. I see that from some of my students sometimes. I'll set up a, you know, a scenario where they have to go through a door or something like that, and their immediate confrontation with a threat, they'll either do a close retention shoot or they'll go for a contact shot when it's like defense of a third party, something like that. I really like to think that I promote people to think outside the box with the way that I teach.
Yeah, and the good thing is you give the why as well. That's so important.
The why
is very important. It's very important, and you give the why, and that's outstanding. We're going to have to do this again, running out of time. SageDynamics.org.
Yes, sir.
His classes that he's showing on there only go through June. He does travel, and I guess they would call you up and say, I'd like to have a class. And you say, well, get enough people to make it worth my while.
I am always open to a private class. There's a couple classes I recently, like literally just this weekend, added to the schedule that aren't on the website yet. So I'll get them up as soon as possible.
He's got a very good video beside the schedule of the Vehicle Defense Fundamentals. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I appreciate it. Always a good time.
Likewise. All right, folks, we're going to do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.